Everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I got Joe Perez here with me. I got CB Gold.
What's up, guys?
And the Greg Wilson.
Hey!
I just got back from Vegas. I was doing shows all week out there. I love Vegas. One of my favorite places to perform in Vegas.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best. So a bunch of fighters. By the way, it's good luck if you come to my comedy show. Colby Covington came, and
he had a ton of fucking fight. You had Tisha Torres, Raquel Pennington, Heather Joe Clark.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, actually, first I want to thank our sponsor, Tip a Fighter. Listen, guys, if you like the podcast, you like what we're doing, tip us. Okay, we could definitely use it. It's always good to feel appreciated. We are on Tip a Fighter. So is Bubba Jenkins. So is one of our guests today. So. Cody Walker. So we are on Tip a Fighter. Definitely tip us. So I did all these shows. So Stitch came to a show, which is awesome. You know, Stitch, the cut guy.
Yeah.
He's actually working on Creed 2, now, he said, I guess. I don't know if it's been announced, but...
he would have...
Creed 2?
Yeah. Creed 1 was great, though.
Creed 1 was pretty good. Good enough for you to watch it and be like, okay, I don't regret. It's not like, you know, Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
You know, that one, you were just like, rough. Oh, God.
That was pretty good.
No, it was bad.
Well, Rocky V was so bad that Rocky Balboa was better.
They were both horrible.
I will say Stitch is probably glad he didn't have to work this past weekend because his fucking job that night would have been ridiculous.
Would have been ridiculous. And then so I saw Colby. Colby won his fight, which is awesome. Then I did a show, I think it was Friday night, and it was awesome. I had Ray Sefo in the crowd and Leslie Smith. And there was this lady that there was
now, wait a minute. Leslie Smith performed?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Leslie killed it. She did a great show.
Did you coach her at all, or did she just worked up some jokes?
No, she's actually been doing it like in San Francisco.
Oh, okay, she's been getting around. So I thought this was like her all-time first stand-up attempt.
No, and she's such a badass. The day before, she got a tumor removed from her stomach, and videotaped it.
Is that what they call abortions these days?
No, she actually got a tumor. And she was laughing.
Not going to let that baby ruin her fight career.
She was laughing the whole time.
Have that tumor removed.
Yeah, I'm surprised you weren't.
My mom's not a fighter.
So the whole time she was laughing.
Your mom couldn't have you removed, so she just removed herself.
Wow, damn.
You did that.
Let me tell the fucking story about Leslie Smith, okay? Leslie Smith got a tumor removed, was looking down, was laughing the entire time, which was, I couldn't believe it. Like, she's sitting there laughing while they're cutting her open. And then the
laughing
next day,
gas is a powerful drug.
The next day, did comedy and had a great set. So while I was up there, I had an opener that was this a gay gentleman, Steve, real nice guy, funny
Steve
guy,
Roberts.
And he was one of those things. Every time he was like, "Yeah, me and my husband got married," this one lady kept booing. She kept booing anything that was like pro gay, and I was like, I was annoyed. So I got up there, and he's like, she wouldn't shut up. And he's not a very confrontational guy.
Yeah.
So I go up there, and she started. Within 3 seconds, like, you suck. I'm like, no, you suck. Actually, you don't suck, which is why your husband looks so angry.
Perfect.
She got up. She left. 3 jokes later, left, and the husband stayed.
Perfect. He stayed.
And the next day, they found an attorney.
Yeah,
no shit, dude. That's one of those things. I love it when that happens.
Yeah.
Because that's when you know the other person is annoyed as shit with them, too.
Yeah.
When they let them leave, and they're like, fuck them. I want to watch the fucking show. Because you know they were sitting there embarrassed anyway.
Right.
And then you handle the situation. And it's always people that start with you, that you give them just a little bit back,
and they can
lose their fucking mind.
Well, they can't take that other people are laughing during it as well. Like, they don't like the fact that people are enjoying this at your expense.
They're miserable. They want everyone else to be miserable.
So that was that. Then I did a show Sunday night where I talked about Trump, and I made a joke about Trump, and some guy went, boo, I'm voting for Trump. And then I was like, is that your wife next to you? He's like, that's my sister. I'm like, well, that makes perfect sense. So that
where they walk. You know what the thing is? When you ask them a simple question, they always see it as a trap. So they look for a witty sidestep that really just walks them right into a hole.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But he was a really good sport, actually. He was laughing.
I feel like in comedy, especially like watching you guys do work, especially you with a lot of crowd work, you know, no matter what guys say or people say to you as hecklers, you're always going to have something, whether it's a jab or just like a fucking overhand right, but you're always just going to protect, and then people are going to get upset because the whole room's like, ha-ha, you got burned.
Right.
And you know, that's we talk about this
in my comedy class. Yeah.
I have a heckler workshop because there are two kinds of hecklers. They're the kind that you bop them once in the mouth, they're like, oh, okay, you know, you got me, and then they kind of recede. And then they're the kind that keep coming, and then it doesn't matter how many times you beat on them, how long you beat on them, they just want to be, they, the more you do it, the more you're gratifying what they want to happen. They just want to be your focus in the show.
The worst kind of heckler is the happy heckler who thinks they're helping.
Yeah.
Because then when you, and they're fucking up your timing, and then when you tell them to shut up, then the crowd sometimes thinks that you're being mean. Or the heckler that thinks that they say something to you, you do something back, you get a big laugh, they think that all of a sudden they got the assist. Like it was there. It was there.
All of a sudden. That's what they all want. They all want to be part of the show.
Like they're the John Stockton of heckling.
Well, that was like that one night where I told you off stage, I'm like, get that girl. Like she was just ripping every single comedian that stepped up at the haha. She interrupted their whole set, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
So I did every show on crutches, which actually
I was totally against.
But it was actually worked out really well. First of all, I was a lot more still.
I can't wait till you have the surgery again in 3 years.
Jokes are more my jokes are more powerful.
Powerful. They're like, stay off your leg, you know, keep it up. You didn't do any of that.
No, that's not true.
Let me just do 3 weeks of comedy.
That's not true. I went to my rehab class yesterday, my physical therapy, and my leg bent more than anyone else in the classes who were there four or five weeks.
You haven't rested it.
Who were there four or five weeks.
Bending it the whole fucking time. Theirs have been sitting straight the way they were supposed to.
That's not true.
So the doctor said
he couldn't believe
how much you had abused the
how well and how unswollen. However, my right leg is half as big as my left leg right now. He's like, I lost all my muscle in my right leg.
It's atrophy. It's natural. It'll come right back.
I hope so. And then sex is sometimes hard because I have to stay perfectly still. I just lie there while my fiance does all the work because I can't get on top of her and tweak my leg.
So how's this different from normal?
Not at all.
I guess your joke backfires then when you say some girls think it's okay to just lie there. And
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's my joke. Yeah, now I just lie there.
He's basically
that's what I'm saying.
Like
your joke backfired.
Now.
So, but the hardest part about this thing is sleeping. I'm unable to sleep.
I can't get
comfortable. My leg hurts, and I wake up every 3 hours, every 2-3 hours.
That's
brutal. And then yesterday, and now it was even yesterday. So the cats, right? So now I had four cats here, right? Two cats were here my whole life, for the last 5 years.
Jungle Book.
So then this cat right behind you, this little black cat, and her son were like kind of took over the house. So my other cat got really angry, right? I didn't realize. I get home, I lie in bed. I'm just so fucking tired. I'm like, something fucking smells in here. I look next to me. There's a week's worth of cat shit in my bed. Like my my cat was so angry about this cat. He shit and peed all over. All of a sudden, my bed is a cat litter.
But notice you got the message.
I got the message. He shit.
Cats are smart.
That shit is literally the worst pussy you've ever got.
So shit everywhere. Open mic. Everywhere. Right? So now I'm like, I just got home. I literally I drove back from Vegas the night before. Then I had an appointment. Then I had physical therapy. Then I had something else. I get home. I'm like, dude, shit everywhere. So I flipped the mattress last night, turned it over, and now, of course, and
last night he's been home for 3 days.
I got home yesterday. I don't even have one of those mattresses where you could use the other side though.
Oh right, you have like a pillow top mattress.
Yeah. So it says like, do not sleep on this side,
or it's the box spring half on the bottom.
Exactly, it's basically hard on the bottom.
I know because I had to pay for mine. All right, So now I have
his
to get
his grandfather didn't come to this country and work his ass off for decades so you could sit around on a mattress that he didn't pay for.
So now I had everywhere. So fucking shit everywhere. Now I got my Bree has a little one and I have a home for this one. I was a little bit worried because the guy who's taking it is this porn director.
I
Googled him, right? He's got a big house, but he made 50 porns and they're all like, you know,
bestiality,
or like the Titanic, like getting head on the Titanic,
oh,
or something,
God.
Or like, you know,
they're the spoof ones.
They're all the spoof ones.
Those are the worst.
Schindler's Fist.
Yeah, kind of like that. Schindler's Fist, or what is some like
Saving Ryan's Privates,
or like, Saving right. Like
we could do this all day.
Yeah, well, they already have. I mean, a movie comes out and the porn version comes, and this guy is the guy making
Rhonda Arouse Me.
Yeah, like that, right? So this is the guy taking the cat, and a part of me doesn't want this cat in that environment. Like, I'm like, you know, this is a nice cat, but he's got a nice house. I'm not going to judge him on what he does, right? He's successful, but I was just sort of like...
What cat's going to get feline AIDS from a human?
The good thing is now
he's gonna get it just from like licking around the place. Like, what is this? Oh, feline AIDS.
The good thing is now me and you will go visit the cat all the time.
It will be the only cat you stay in touch with.
Where are you going?
I gotta go visit Blackie. You know, he's real lonely in that. He told me they were shooting something. He was scared. I gotta go over there and comfort him.
I gotta make sure he's okay. This is the third time today. You went over there. So yeah, so that was crazy. And then Raquel and Tisha and Heather Jo Clark came to my show. Tisha looked really good.
I have a question.
What's that?
Did Raquel and Tisha get married in Vegas?
I don't know if they really got married.
It was just a work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And let's talk about the fights.
Why not, though? What would be a big deal if they did?
I'm not saying it's a big deal, but like they both put up photos of like what happens in Vegas. We tell everybody, and it's them at the wedding chapel, and they had rings and all this shit, and I'm like,
I was giving them a hard time during the show. It was really funny. Let's talk about the UFC. I actually went, and I didn't actually...
That's what I thought.
I was very happy for you.
I'm excited, too. I was like, because last time I thought you were going to go and skip the shows, and you end up having your show.
Well, normally there's two shows a night, so when I go, it's like I miss two shows. I go to the late one, I have to head out. But this is, now they're only doing one show a night there because they moved Lisa's show to later, to 10 o'clock. Lisa Landry's show.
That's right. So even on Friday, Saturday, you're just one show.
Well, just one show.
That's too bad. I loved those later shows.
But the good thing about the fighting is that I'm not losing out on two shows pay. It's just one
right,
show.
Right, just one, yeah.
So I went, and look, here's my thoughts on the main event. I was there. It was one of the best fights I've ever seen, although I do think the Robbie Lawler versus Rory McDonald was, I was at that fight. That might have been the best fight I've ever seen live. This fight was a really good fight.
I think round three was the greatest single round in MMA history.
No, I don't think
so. No.
You haven't. I mean, there have been so many great rounds.
I got five already.
You also have to take into account, though, the fighters involved.
Okay. Now, I do think Conor McGregor won that fight. I don't even think it's highly debatable. I think he won round one. He won round two. He lost round three. He won round four. He lost round five. And the fights that he won much bigger than Nate did. I mean, he dropped Nate three times. And I've always been kind of a Conor, you know, I wouldn't say Conor hater. I've been critical of Conor. Conor showed me a lot. I mean, there were times where he could have quit. I think in the first fight, he kind of quit. He felt adversity. He said, I've never been there. This time, he stayed there. He dropped Nate Diaz, which shows you the kind of power that he has.
Yeah.
And he looked great. I like this new humble Conor. I mean, he's not the same, you know, and he learned from his mistakes. That was also the most impressive. What he figured out, okay, go back, watch the fight. What could I do better? Leg kicks. He really evolved since the first fight. He had a great game plan, and I give him a lot of credit. Nate Diaz.
What about when he ran, though?
It wasn't running. He ran away to kind of get himself. He also is the smaller guy, and I didn't have a problem with him running. That being said, I also give Nate a lot of credit. I mean, Nate was hurt. He came back. He's got balls of steel, and it was a great fight. It was a great fight, and the better fighter won that night. He had the better night. If they fight 100 times, it might be 50-50. But that night it was Conor's night.
I think two things I want to say. One of which, the running. A lot of people are bringing that up, and of course, people are going to say I'm biased, but I'm trying not to be. And my next comment will say the same thing. I think when
you
Conor
have five Nate Diaz tattoos.
No, but I'm getting a sixth Conor.
Are you probably, really?
Probably
you
next week.
Why?
Why next week or why in general?
Just why are you?
Because he won.
Because he won? So what are you getting?
I don't know yet. Okay. I haven't decided. But I think one of the things where he was running.
A giant shamrock where the top leaf is his penis and the two bottom leaves are his balls. And it's just going to have his face blowing in a kiss.
So I think one of the things.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
When he was supposedly running.
No.
I think all those times he was against the fence. And when he was against the fence, he was either getting clenched and worked by Nate, or Nate was just teeing off and hitting him, and he had to move. So he had to move. The one thing I want to present to you guys, since you watched the fight as well, a lot of people are asking me and telling me, you know, he rocked him, and he said he was going to knock him out, but why didn't he knock him out? And I said, well, because if you rock him, he had him rocked, he had him on the ground, but Nate was coherent enough to where if Conor jumps in his guard, do you think that's 1,000,000% the worst move?
He clearly decided before the fight even started, I'm not going to the ground with this guy if I can fucking help it.
Exactly.
So that was clearly he had decided not doing that altogether.
That being said, if Conor had better ground and pound,
yeah,
he would have ended the fight. If he had better wrestling, if he had better ground and pound, if he's not a wrestler. He's not a natural wrestler. It's
but
not
Nate's guard is also...
Yeah, Nate has a great guard, but when a guy's
but when a guy's rocked, it takes away.
He didn't seem as rocked as people are thinking because he was butt scooting a lot. He was trying to get him to jump into the guard.
He was right. He fell down like two or three times in the first.
Yeah, he did wobbled. Definitely.
But Conor looked great. I got to give Conor credit. I want to see him at 55. I would like to see him fight Cerrone. That would be a great fight at 55 or 70. I would like to see how he does against Eddie Alvarez, Dos Anjos, Khabib.
I had bad news on all those names other than Alvarez.
What?
Dana's original thing was Conor's fighting Aldo after this, but now it's a choice. He could vacate 145 and fight Eddie Alvarez immediate title shot, or he can go down and fight Aldo. And if he vacates 145, Aldo gets the belt automatically.
Wow. Look, he hits really hard. Does some of his power go away maybe at 55? Probably not. But Eddie Alvarez also hits really hard, and Eddie's a much better wrestler. But Eddie's been in a lot of wars, and Conor hasn't necessarily been in that many wars. I can probably two real wars. It was just when Nate Diaz. So
first one, I don't think it was a war.
It wasn't a war, but he got clipped.
He was handling his in the first, and then the second, it was like, fuck, I'm screwed.
By the way, guys, I forgot to say, Frank Mir did stand-up comedy.
Oh, that's right.
Did he really?
Yeah, and he killed. He did really good. Very technical. Like he approached like jujitsu. Did a really good job. And then we did a swap cast. Me, Mir, Demetrius Johnson, and Richard Hunter. And then Bonner wants to do comedy too. Now I hung out with Bonner. I could see
him being hilarious. He's very funny.
He is funny.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
You should do a duo.
He's a weirdo for sure.
You should do a duo of him and Forrest because when they interact with each other,
Comedy duos never work.
Never works
ever.
It could, but not those two.
Amos and Andy or something. Yeah. But it takes a long time to
to build that kind of chemistry and know what you're doing.
So what do you think of the Conor fight?
Okay, two things. Number one, I thought for sure Conor was going to lose, and I'll tell you why. Before the fight started, I thought, I need to put out there what I think is going to happen. That way it's on record.
Right.
So I tweeted out, I've got Conor by decision.
Oh, wow.
Totally. And then the second line was, so you know what that means.
Right.
Because the second I pick somebody, they lose.
Right.
But that was honestly what I thought was going to happen. I thought it would go the distance because I knew Conor wasn't going to get knocked out, and you can't knock out a Diaz brother. So I was like, it's going to go strangely, it'll go the distance, and Conor will win on the decision. I couldn't believe it when it fucking happened.
Yep.
And then the Anthony Johnson fight, not that I want to get off the, but right before that fight, I went outside to get high.
Right.
And of course, I was a little late coming back in.
Right.
And of course, once again, it resulted in a total fucking knockout. So I think when I get high before your fight, it worked for Ellenberger. And then now.
Well, it's crazy that actually Conor is calling in right now to talk about his fight.
Probably to thank me for picking, because I somehow picked it.
Conor, how's it going, man?
I'll tell you this. I'm happy. I'm happy as a clamshell.
Really?
Oh, yes. So relieved. I'll say this about that Nate Diaz. He's a fine young lad. He's the only person I've ever known who can get knocked out but keep his eyes wide open and keep fighting.
Now, Nate wants a rematch. You're going to fight him the third time?
Of course I'll fight him a third time after I fight two other people. Come on. He's got some weed to smoke, some cars to park. He'll be there when I come back around for him.
And how do you do against Eddie Alvarez if that fight happens?
Eddie Alvarez is just another Mexican.
Really?
That's right. He can also go back to parking cars right next to Nate Diaz. I got no time for him either.
I think he's like Puerto Rican, though.
Whatever. So he'll park my scooter.
Okay. So, and how do you do against, like, Khabib?
I don't like Khabib. I'm pretty sure he's a terrorist.
Why is he a terrorist?
Come on, look at him. Well, Trump's not letting him in the country to fight me to begin with.
So you think Khabib's a terrorist because his name is Khabib?
Yes.
All right.
Although he is a delicious snack.
Okay, I think that's kebab.
Whatever, all the same.
Now, how do you do at 145 if you fight Aldo again?
Of course. I don't even want to go back to 145. In fact, I want to move up to heavyweight.
Heavyweight?
Bring back Brock Lesnar. That's the fight I want.
Brock said he will gladly fight you.
I'll fight Brock Lesnar yesterday.
Really?
Absolutely.
And how
that's the only person that's a challenge for me.
But he weighs 275.
Well, he better put on another 50 pounds.
On a light day.
I mean, so 325. Now, how do you beat Brock Lesnar?
Very easy.
What do you do?
I take away all his food for a week.
Okay.
I just hide his food. He'll be so hungry, he won't know where to spin. That's when I take him down.
All right.
He might die from that.
Exactly. He'll be so angry, I'll throw a hamburger in his face. He'll forget where I am, and I'll knock him out.
Now, how do you feel about CB getting a sixth tattoo of you?
Listen, CB Gold, if I ever were to become a professional bowler, number one, I'd be the champ, obviously.
Okay.
And two, I wouldn't have to use their ball washer because I got my own CB Gold.
He washes your balls?
That's all he does, all day and all night. I don't even ask him to. I wake up and there he is using his tongue to wash my balls.
Wow. CB, is that true? Do you use your tongue to wash his balls?
Sure.
Wow. Okay, that's good.
He does a nice job with it. Gets around, works the hole.
All right, now.
Usually Jews aren't good at manual labor.
That's right. Luckily, you're not using your hands.
Okay. Well, thank you, Connor. So what are you going to do? Are you going on vacation now? Are you going to train? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go on vacation, spend a few of my doubloons that I got from Dana White.
Okay.
I'm going to relax, of course, eat some potatoes. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Now, last time they got offended, the Irish people, that you kept saying potato.
And I don't understand that. I love potatoes. Okay. I'm not saying I hate potatoes. We're not out of potatoes. And by gum, I love potatoes.
All right. Well, thank you, Connor, for calling in. That's very nice of you.
Of course, anytime. It's my favorite podcast.
Thank you very much, Connor. Now, CB, last time, there's actually been another CB Gold show. There's another guy who says he's the real CB Gold, and we have him on the line. Is this CB Gold?
Yeah, this is CB Gold.
Now, CB, are you the real CB Gold?
I'm the real CB Gold. The other CB Gold is so much bullshit. I bought that CB Gold for $25,000. I owned that CB Gold. I turned him into a tattoo. Then he rescinded his offer, so I had to take back my $25,000.
Now, CB...
I didn't sell my turds for $25,000.
You didn't have to because you sold your mouth.
Now, CB, this guy says he's the real CB Gold. Would you like to say anything to him?
I have nothing to say to dignify this idiot with a response.
That's so disappointing. That's it. You're out of the tattoo shop.
Good luck with that.
Now, CB Gold has a YouTube show called CB Gold's Gold.
That's not it at all.
Okay. What's the name of your show?
It's called CB's Gold MMA Show. It was named by a guy on Twitter that's a follower of mine.
That's right. Get it right. It's CB Gold's Gold Gold Show. And by the way, it's also a pawn shop. And if you'd like to come by, I'd be happy to give you cash on the dollar for your gold chains at CB's Gold's Gold.
So,
are you fucking kidding me?
It's CB Gold's Gold and Cash Pawn.
I don't deal with tchotchke jewelry.
Don't even bring in that silver shit. I'm CB Gold, and this is CB Gold's Gold.
CB, would you like to respond to this?
Again, I don't dignify morons with a response. If you're
That's right.
To be me.
CB Gold doesn't need to respond to morons. Okay? My father worked for generations so I could sit around and get tattoos and do nothing with my life.
So, CB, that's not true.
That's not even remotely that's what not... has been said here.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Listen.
Hey, stop by CB Gold's Gold.
All right.
If you need an instrument for your child's band camp this year, stop by CB Gold's Gold.
CB Gold's Gold.
Is this what you guys have been saving up for 2 weeks? Is this what you've been waiting for 2 weeks? To shit on me as soon as I get here?
We got leaf blowers that I inherited from another family.
All right. Let's talk about the fight. Anthony Johnson.
What the fuck is going on?
Anthony
here?
Johnson versus Glover Teixeira.
Boy, that was like the beginning. You know the Jason Bourne movie previews where he fights the other dude, only just shows.
Right.
That was the Anthony Rumble Johnson fight.
Anthony Johnson. Now Dana White's saying he might do an interim fight between Anthony Johnson and John Jones
to see who fights.
Oh, all right. Number one contender fight. That would be great, and that's really smart too because.
I hate that.
those guys, listen, those guys haven't fought each other. We've seen John Jones, Cormier. We've seen Cormier versus, Jones. John Jones, Cormier. We've seen Cormier versus Johnson. We have not seen John Jones versus Rumble Johnson. It's smart for the UFC to make that fight because, like, let's say Rumble wins. Then that Rumble DC fight is even bigger. Let's say John Jones wins. He still has to fight Cormier. And, you know,
I'm not disagreeing, but I think in terms of, like, you know, it was Rumble Glover for the next shot at DC. Even DC said, I'm not worried about Jones. I'm fighting the winner. And that was the number one and number two guy. And at the time, we didn't know that it wasn't estrogen blockers and it was fucking Viagra or Cialis that John Jones got popped for. But the problem is, you know, he goes in there, he destroys
that
Glover.
That cocaine will give you that limp.
Yeah,
dip,
seriously,
man.
He's 32 years old. Yeah, why is he taking Cialis?
Could counteract the cocaine, baby.
Really? You think that's what? But they would have found coke in his system though too.
No, that goes away in 3 days.
But like a 13-second.
Is that the only reason you would take coke if you're Cialis?
Yes.
Yes.
Cocaine and Cialis, cocaine and Viagra, cocaine and a dick drug have gone together so long as there's been dick drugs.
Right.
It was the first thing guys learned to do with them. Like, holy shit, I can still get a boner and do blow. Of course, it's very bad for your blood pressure and makes your heart rate. So you usually do it one time and then you never do it again. And maybe that's why Cialis interacts better than Viagra, because Viagra makes you, right. Whereas maybe Cialis, because it's, you know, already in your bloodstream, works better with the cocaine.
Do you think a cocaine addict came up with Viagra and Cialis? Like, shit, I can't put my girl on cocaine.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Now, that's true. Now, I get what you're saying.
I think it should be Rumble DC, the winner fights Jones.
No, here's the problem, is that they have to teach.
But Jones isn't the champion. How can you say that?
Well,
he
still is the people's champ. I mean, he's still is technically the champ.
But he keeps getting.
That's the thing.
Jones fights the winner, I mean, not the
winner. Here's the problem, is that the UFC, even though it was Cialis, they're still, like, it's not this is the only thing he's ever done.
No, there's so many other circumstances.
So they can't reward him with a title shot right away.
No, but they should reward Rumble because that's what they said they were going to do. But then again, that takes us back to
Rumble beats Jones, and all of a sudden people are considering Rumble's the real champ, though.
I like the physical matchup between Jones and Johnson because, like, I don't like the physical matchup with DC and Jones. But with Jones and Johnson, because they're both long.
Yeah.
They're both long, only Johnson is much bigger up top.
And has more power.
That's what I'm saying. He's more powerful, but he has that length, and it's that length that really usually gives Jones the advantage.
You could argue.
He uses those long legs to get those lower thigh kicks and shit. So I think versus someone as long as him, to me, that's the more interesting fight anyway.
Who do you think has better takedowns, Jones or DC?
DC, all day.
DC's a better wrestler. I mean, this is a hot, more high-level wrestler. But MMA takedowns, I mean, Jones.
That's what I'm saying, in the cage.
DC, but he couldn't take him down, though. He couldn't in their fight.
He got
really
Jones down once.
Yeah, I mean,
but he got Johnson down easily. I don't.
I mean,
know
you know, Johnson did take that fight on like 3 days' notice.
Well, that's
as well.
What I'm saying. They replaced They replaced Jones with DC.
Yeah, I mean So I think it's a great. I'm excited for all of it. I think it's great that Jones is back.
I just want Rumble to get that shot because I feel like he deserves it more than anybody in the division. He's earned it.
He had a shot. He fought.
He had a shot, but he had, like you said, he had DC on 3-4 day notice.
Yeah.
You're training, like you just said, you're training for a completely different guy. Getting 8 weeks for Jones and 4 days for DC. DC's not going to strike with him. He took one punch from Rumble and was like, "Fuck that!"
Yeah,
everyone does that. I mean, Rumble hits so fucking hard. It's also another matter of Rumble also is a guy though that, you know, has been in some trouble, not as much trouble as John Jones has been in, but some issues.
The yoga mat,
but then before that, he also has to stay, like, he needs, like,
Johnson?
Yeah, if Anthony Johnson stays focused and out of trouble, he's unstoppable.
You know, Anthony Johnson's, you know, his shoulders and his chest and everything's really fucking huge, right? And then his head, okay, does his head look a little, like, a little Zika? up again, right? Because his upper body's so huge, his head's kind of small.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, okay, so
well, look at a guy like Phil Davis, who's all shoulders, and his waist is like a 27.
Yeah, he's got that tiny.
Like, what
little,
the fuck is that?
It's like he wears a corset all day. But no, but with Jones, it's like his head is so
with
it
Jones
seems
or
small,
Rumble
or rather Rumble. Johnson, his head seems a little small for how big his upper body is. It makes it look kind of small. I'm like, it's got a certain Zika effect to me.
He does train out of Miami now. Cody, I'll tell you, Tim Means, who we're gonna have on the podcast in 20 minutes, look great. Granted, that guy he fought was on short notice. And I understand that these guys, you know, you get a call from the UFC, you fight a guy way above your level, you beat him, fine. They probably are going to offer you another fight, too, as well.
Even if you lose,
you kind of give it the old college try. But your coaches also have to know how good you are and how good, you know. And this guy looked like he was completely outclassed. Like, he should not have been in the same octagon as Tim Means. Maybe he had a bad night. Maybe he had nervous jitters. You never know what could happen.
Did you see the cut later on that night?
But he got murked by Tim Means. Yeah, Jesus. And it wasn't right. – it was never – The fight was it was never competitive.
He was never in it.
He was never in it.
Like, what's his name kept saying, you put your wallet in there.
Yeah.
Dude, he was fighting, though. Like, but it's Tim Means. No matter who gets in there with him, you know you're in for a roller coaster.
Tim Means is a great fighter.
The guy's a lot better than people give him credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the...
what's his nickname?
I think the
Dirty Bird.
I think the Donald Cerrone fight.
It should be business.
I think the Cerrone fight, you know, Cerrone dominated him so bad that it's sort of like people are now like they forgot how good
he
was.
Beat him too?
Oh no, Matt Brown, right?
It was Matt Brown.
Did Cerrone beat him too?
I don't know if they fought. I know Matt Brown and Tim Means.
I'm thinking Matt. Oh yeah, maybe it was Matt Brown, but didn't? Yeah, I don't know. By the way, Cerrone at 170 is a monster.
Yeah.
I really was picking the underdog.
Story.
I was like, maybe.
You didn't fight Cerrone.
I'm glad you didn't do a progressive.
I did a parlay.
Oh, you did a parlay?
Yeah. I actually won.
Did you?
I thought you put Nate in it.
No, I had a 3-fight parlay.
That one of them?
No, I had Raquel Pennington.
Okay, yeah, she did good.
Cody No Love and Anthony Johnson.
Okay.
It was a very safe parlay.
That is.
And $30 got me 80.
But you were in Vegas, so you actually got money.
Yeah.
Have you got the other money?
Yes. Hey! Yes.
Oh, you did get your five dimes?
Five dimes did pay me. Yeah.
My friend put $5,000 on Connor.
Really?
Yeah. Walked away with $8,300.
Wow. Yeah. My fiance won more money than I did on her parlay because she did the same parlay, but then she put money on Connor too because she's like if I have money I'll be more interested in it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she won even more money than me. She actually won like 100 off like 20.
That's great.
Yeah. I've been 2 weeks
so
in a row.
So she paid for a different girl to have sex with you, so she wouldn't have to.
two weeks in a row. By the way, what's his name? Mike Pyle came to my show with Roxanne Modafari and
wasn't it John Wood and Jamie Boyle and Corey Hendry.
Corey Hendricks, and what's his name? Funny guy. The guy who has the funny walkouts all the time.
Tom Lawler.
Yeah, Tom Lawler. Yeah, yeah. And Pyle was like heckling me. He was like,
no shit.
Yeah. I was
yeah,
like,
that's not really one guy you could do crowd
no
work
kidding,
on.
That's I know. Like, you want to take it outside? Because I don't want to take it outside at all.
I know.
I'd like you to go outside.
It's the worst when you invite a friend and they heckle you.
Yeah, and it's always someone you know that's the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, especially when he knows he could beat your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Pyle, like.
I know, and I was going to say something like, hey, wanted something funny? Like, watch your last fight or something. But I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. He'll fucking kill me. Like,
I don't
know.
Maybe you should have. I mean, that's what you got to do sometimes.
Or something like, why don't you give back John Wood all his shit that you bought?
Oh, something like that. Yeah, but that would have been too inside. But yeah, so Cody No Love. Somebody told me don't bet on No Love. You know,
absolutely batshit crazy. That was the easiest guarantee on
the
card.
Of course. Right.
Cody No Love. Oh yeah, he killed him.
Dude, it's fucking Mizugaki. That was Cruz's only like last several years knockout was Mizugaki, and Cody did it faster. He did it 13 seconds faster.
Yeah, that guy was handmade. I still don't know if Cody's ready for Cruz yet,
He's not. He's talking shit to Brian Caraway now.
Yeah, but Caraway doesn't want that fight either. I think that, I don't know, I would like to see Cruz, Cody at the Garden. That'd be pretty cool.
I'd also like to see Faber TJ behind that.
At the Garden?
Anywhere. I want Faber to fight TJ before Faber retires.
I mean, Cody's got power. He might be able to...
He's got a lot of...
He can really catch
that's
Cruz.
That's the thing. He's got to connect.
But Cruz has so much experience on him.
Well, he said in his post-fight, I'll break your jaw. And then he said, like, I'll break your jaw, bring it or whatever. And Dominic was like, bring it, motherfucker. Who's your daddy? Because I guess his dad was never in his life, Cody's.
Oh.
So he was like, oh, I'll be your daddy or whatever.
Ooh,
and Cody
that
got
explains
fucking
the no love.
Pissed.
It's actually shortened from no love from my father.
Dude, Cody was pissed on that one. But Cody's got power.
Yeah,
but
Cruz knows
connect.
How to get in your head. He knows how to get in your head, Cruz. He's very, very good at mind games. At the same time, Yeah, I mean, but Cody does have that 30-1 amateur boxing experience, but he has been knocked out. And then, according to Cruz, he's been concussed a lot in training. But who knows if that's even true? I mean,
there's also people saying that Cody beat the shit out of TJ in the gym before TJ left.
Who was saying that?
There's a lot of people that are trying to spread rumors and say that Cody would get the better of TJ in the gym and sparring and knock him out. I mean, some of those are facilitated by Cody.
Yeah,
but
that one guy is crazy. That guy, Mike. Perry. Yeah, who is this guy?
The
tell
one
me about
that
him.
Fought Hung Yu Lim.
Yeah, which that guy was another tailor-made guy for that guy. But who is this guy, Mike?
Wait,
Perry?
What do you mean tailor-made? Hung Yu Lim was tailor-made.
What
for
didn't
Perry?
Lim get knocked out his last fight too?
No, Tim. Lim has done pretty good. He actually had a really good fight. I think it was in China with Tarek Safadi, and so I thought Lim is going to get through.
Who won
him.
That fight?
Tarek Safadi won that fight. But Mike Perry at the weigh-ins, he's doing all that crazy shit.
Yeah,
I'm like,
he went crazy.
This guy's nuts. The fucking Hyung-Yu Lim's going to kill him. And he went out there, and he beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, I said he got like 3 knocked out of the night bonuses. I mean,
he made one mistake, though.
What's that?
He said, 170, look out for me. I wouldn't be calling out the entire division right now.
No, he's
over.
Smart. Look, the kid's undefeated.
It is, but
look, he's undefeated. He's undefeated. He's making noise. They're not going to give him anybody in the top 10 anyway.
No, but Hyung-Yu Lim does not represent the
of
talent
course.
Of the rest of
but
the
But you
division.
Know what? Look, it's good that he stands out. I mean, how many guys have we talked to?
Call out 15. Call out fucking, you know, call out Neil Magny after the way he looked.
Oh, man. Lorenz Larkin. And it was one of those things after that fight where you're like, of course that was going to happen. Of course Daniil Magny is 7'3", and Larkin's going to kick the shit out of his legs. Like, why did I not see
that
happening?
I mean, he was just busting him up in the face and getting him against the cage. And you're looking at an unranked guy who just beat the number 7 guy in the world. And that was Larkin's last fight on his contract. So now, you know, it gives the UFC a little bit more of like a privilege or a pleasure to bring him back in. Instead of letting him go to Bellator or whatever, but
he's not going to Bellator.
Unranked to beat number 7 when Magny's been beating Hector Lombard and Kelvin.
If I had been doing a parlay, I would have put money on Neil Magny to beat
everybody. Everybody was telling me
Neil was going to run like not run
Neil's
through him, but
well, and he's looked fantastic.
He went to Lombard, Kelvin,
totally the
all
Lombard
these guys.
Fight alone.
Yes, yeah, but those fights all have asterisks. So yes, he beat Hector Lombard, but that fight could have been stopped in the first.
Absolutely, that's true.
Yes, he beat Kelvin Gastelum, but Galvin
was
beat the shit out of him the last 2 rounds. So yes, he got those wins, but it wasn't like they were flawless victories.
No, but when you saw the matchup and it was like Magny and Larkin, you're looking at it going, wait, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
I said
me?
It was too hard to call.
How do you even? But to me, it was like, dude, Neil Magny's ranked so high. Why is he getting a guy that low?
But Larkin, all Larkin's losses have been very, very close losses.
No, I know.
You argue
I'm saying
he won.
Though, but with the names he beat, regardless of the circumstances, you give him a 6-5.
Let's talk
whatever,
about the fight this week.
Wait a minute. What about Courtney Casey
beating Fucker Randa Marcos?
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Would you bang her? Would you not bang her?
She's cute.
She's cute, right? She's adorable. Girl next door quality.
But I just can't believe Randa. I had money on Randa. I had one.
Really?
Well, here's what it is. I had one safe parlay, and then I had one 10-fight parlay.
Right.
But I only put 10. But I only had $10
on
it.
Were you just, okay, so you were like, I want this $10 to be given to this casino.
No, I was like, you know what? This is my fun parlay for $10, and I win $150 if I win.
Right.
And here's my 3 guys that I'm pretty sure are going to win.
Right.
So I think that's what I'm going to do from now on.
Okay.
I'm going
to
do.
I like giving money to casinos.
No, but it's $10. It's a $10.
That you're giving away.
No, I'm not, because I was pretty close on it. The only fights I lost were Rick Story, Randa Marcos, and Nate Diaz. I won the other 7.
I was very surprised with Randa.
So you were 30% off.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure we got
like Courtney Casey looked great. I thought
she
Randa
didn't look
was
that
go.
Great. Randa,
I mean, look,
Randa looked like shit more than Courtney.
Well, I was going to that too.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm kind of.
She looked old.
I wanted Randa to win, but I'm happy that was a great defense to the head and arm, because that head and arm throw has to go in MMA. It's like the basic where you just flip the guy. We teach that in middle school wrestling. Don't do that. The kids go every time. It never works for the men. I mean, rarely. Although I did see Darian Caldwell hit it in the national championships against Brett Metcalf with it was 5 seconds.
I
couldn't believe it.
I love when you make a point and then contradict it immediately.
Okay, but my point is that girls
never do it. It never works, except in the championships.
Once in a while,
but
you see these girls do it, and finally the girls are catching up to how to counter it, and she countered it beautifully. Now, this week, UFC Vancouver, Damian Maia, Carlos Condit. Tough fight to call. I think Damian Maia is going to win. he's going to win. I think he's going to get. I don't know. I mean, he's been looking amazing as of late, and Carlos is looking good too. I just think Maya's jiu-jitsu, if he could take him down, the fight's going to be over. Even though Condit is good on his back, Maya is next level on his back. Who do you think wins this fight?
Wait, these guys have fought before, haven't they?
No.
Oh.
Damian Maya, Carlos Condit. CB?
I don't know. I really want Damian Maya to do it.
Why?
I'd like to see it. I've always been a huge fan of Maya. Condit kind of brought me around when I met him, like the first time, which was a long time
Condit's
ago.
Well, Condit's been on, what is he, a 3-fight win streak?
No, he just lost to Lawler for the belt.
Oh, see, what do I know?
He actually said before when he lost, he said, the only fight I'm taking is a rematch with Lawler because it was that close.
Mm-hmm.
I should give him a rematch with fucking Tyron now that Woodley's got the belt.
Oh, yeah.
I want Damian Maya to win. Like you said, if he can get Condit down, I think it's over.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a submission, he could smother him enough. He could do enough movement, position changes.
But they know that also. I mean, Carlos Condit knows that. Greg Jackson knows that. They're going to have him well prepared for this. This is not one of those things.
But I don't think in 8 to 12 weeks you can prepare for a jiu-jitsu style like
Damian Maya
or Jacare.
That's what everybody talks about, is that he's a jiu-jitsu master. He's unbelievable. And anytime I see a guy like Condit, who's much more of a stand-up guy, versus a guy like Maya, who focuses on the jiu-jitsu guy.
Well, Condit could knock Maya out. I mean, Condit knocked out Dan Hardy.
That's my issue with that.
Flying knee, he knocked out
Dong-Young Kim.
Dong-Young Kim. He could knock Maya out. Maya has been hurt, has been knocked out before.
Dong-Hyun Kim. There's actually two of them in the UFC. Like,
sure isn't Young Dong Kim?
There's two big dongs. Now
there's Big Dong and Little Dong.
Yes. Anthony Pettis versus Charles Oliveira. This is going to be Pettis' comeback fight. I have him winning this fight.
It's Pettis' first fight at featherweight.
Yeah, I think Pettis wins this. You?
The way he's looked, I keep saying Pettis every fight, and now it's another 10 pounds. I got Oliveira.
Really?
I think Oliveira can pull it off.
Who's Oliveira beaten recently?
Who's he beaten recently? I'm off my game.
Now, is Anthony Pettis now fighting closer to his more natural weight?
145 is going down. To 145. He used to fight at 155, but he's been losing at 55. He lost to Eddie Alvarez. You could argue on.
Sometimes the weight change can make a huge difference.
He lost to Barbosa.
Game.
Barbosa.
And if he's dropping weight and fighting lighter guys, maybe that's the trick for him.
That has helped some guys.
That's
in the
helped
past.
A lot of guys. Sometimes it helps to go up in weight so you don't cut as much.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps to go down in weight so that you're fighting guys more your size. So I would actually say he's got a good shot because he's fighting somebody that's.
He's not a very big guy.
Yeah,
he
so he's
get
fighting
really
somebody
fat.
More in his. Maybe it's more in his range. Usually that kind of thing works out.
The fight that I'm looking forward to is Paige VanZant
versus Beck Rollins.
Now, I said I got like 100-something retweets yesterday because I go, it's the girl that you hit on at 8 versus the girl that you take home at 2 a.m.
Which one's which?
Now, which one's which?
Because I'd take Beck Rollins. I'd take Beck Rollins at 10 p.m.
Who would I rather bang, Paige VanZant or Beck Rollins?
Beck Rollins.
I think she would be much more fun. Who would I rather look at, maybe? But Brady Beck is a very...
First of all, we don't like being compared based solely on whether or not you fuck us. Believe it or not, we're real fucking fighters.
I know, you are.
Look,
but
I might take shit for saying this.
Yes.
But I feel like Beck, and this is probably a given, would be way more fun in the sack.
Oh, absolutely.
Paige.
Obviously, I'm going to be way more fun in the sack. Okay,
are you really?
First of all,
are you more fun, Roddy Beck?
First of all, because I'm from New Zealand, and we don't give a shit about any of it. You can put it wherever you want, in my ear, in my nose. I don't mind.
You can put your dick in my dick
wherever
in your ear.
Wherever you want to put it. I'm going to put my dick in your ass. It's all going to be equal.
You have a dick?
Of course.
No, you don't.
I'm New Zealand. We make one out of... coconuts.
You're from Tasmania.
Whatever.
You make dicks out of
coconut penis. I'll shove it right in your bum.
I don't know. I'm sure CB.
Throw it in your dumper.
I'm sure CB would like that, but
of course he would. I've done it dozens of times.
now, if you
first
fuck
of all,
Connor,
when you fuck me in the ass, I didn't ask for it, but I didn't even mind.
I don't even need to fucking be here.
Now, Connor McGregor, how would you bang Paige?
Paige or Beck?
Or Beck?
I would bang Beck. After banging 30 other models first.
Wow. Okay.
So okay. So she'd get the last of the last. I basically used my little toe to give her a little championship dip in the puss.
Okay. Women like that. Now, listen. This fight is going to be an interesting fight. First of all, Rowdy Beck is. I'm rooting for Rowdy Beck. Paige VanZant said, I invited her on the podcast. Then she said, talk to my manager. Her manager was like, gave me the runaround. And then she unfollowed me on Twitter.
Okay, so aside from all that shit,
who do I think? I think Rowdy Beck hits harder than Paige Van Zandt. I mean, she, even though she lost to Heather Jo Clark, she had Heather hurt. She gave her a huge black eye. She actually has a pop. She actually hits harder. She has had a really good camp at Alliance. She's training with Jessica Penny and Begonia and Paulina.
Angela Hill, Christine Stanley, Tiffany Timebaum.
Yeah, really good girls
Alpha
over there.
Alpha Cat Zingano just joined that team.
Good camp. Not that Paige Van Zandt and Team Alpha Male isn't a good camp.
I'll tell you who the winner is. My boner. That's who the winner is.
I think Beck can win this.
Mid-fight finger bang.
I think Beck could
lock it up. Put that on the parlay.
I think Rowdy Beck could win this fight. She just has to not get wrestle fucked by Paige.
You have to bet, although it's a favorite. The mid-fight finger bang is a favorite. You got to bet 300 to win 100.
What's the over under on Beck pulling her strap on out and fucking taking it to Paige Van Zandt mid-second
round? It depends.
Are
you working her corner?
Now, I mean, the UFC, I think, would want Paige Van Zandt to win.
They do want her to win.
WME wants, now that William Morris owns the UFC.
Yeah.
They're going to want Paige Van Zandt to win. They had her on Dancing with the Stars.
That's a bad matchup for a comeback fight.
I think so, too, because Beck is a determined fighter. And Paige Van Zandt, she's been doing other stuff.
But she's got better wrestling than Van Zandt. But is she distracted? And also,
she did lose the Roadhouse, or not Roadhouse, the other movie to Roy Nelson. So
yeah.
That'll fuck with
Kickboxer.
Yeah, the Kickboxer.
I hope Rowdy Beck pulls it off. It's going to be hard, though.
I think she will.
You think she will?
First thing I'm going to do is beat Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to come over here and fuck Adam Hunter in the butthole. That's what I'm going to do, Rowdy Beck style.
You're going to fuck me in the asshole?
Dildo right in the butthole.
Wow, that's crazy.
Where's this accent going?
I know.
Several different places.
Now, Joe Lozon's taking on Jim Miller.
Rematch.
Joe Lozon.
Rematch.
Who won the first fight?
Lozon.
How bad?
It was one of the fucking bloodiest. It was a war until Lozon caught him in a sub.
Okay. I got Lozon in this fight.
After that Diego Sanchez fight, I'm like, Lozon all day, man. The guy's,
although Miller won his last fight, he killed...
Takanori Gomi, they were on the same card
together. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Asians aren't like real humans. So
Kevin Casey, Sam Alvey.
This could be the easiest bet on the card.
For Sam Alvey?
Sam Alvey.
Kevin Casey's got amazing jiu-jitsu, though.
But he has no takedowns.
Yeah. He has a weird fighter, man. You look at him.
He's a very strange fighter.
Built like an Adonis. He's just this jacked guy.
You think
guy.
His boxing would be better being married to Muhammad Ali's daughter.
What? You gotta go soon?
I gotta go soon. Can we talk about Bubba's fight really quickly?
Yes. Bubba Jenkins fighting this week.
We got back on the main card. Yes! Big round of applause for MMA Roasted. Some real action.
I'm not giving anybody credit, but somebody hurt one of those chicks, so Bubba got moved up.
Whatever it takes.
And the chick guard got pulled. Kimbo Jr.'s off the card.
I'm not going to say I was there waiting outside. I'm not going to say that I happened to have a 2x4 in my car at the time.
What's the deal? Are you going to the hotels early? Are you going to meet people?
I'll be there tomorrow.
Really?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Of course, because your grandfather sacrificed his entire life.
No, CB, give us a rundown. So... So
here's the thing. Well, this is going to be my last auto.
No!
Graphing one. I printed photos
You're
for this one.
Done graphing?
No, I'm done doing autographs. This will be my last one, but what I did...
Wait, so what's the difference?
Just photos with the fighters.
Now you're just going to be there being weird.
So you're no longer a grapher, you're a photo?
No, I'm still a grapher.
No,
but you can't be a grapher, you're like autographs.
Right,
what's the last of photo? Photo, graph?
Well, technically it's a digital picture. But go ahead. You're going to continue graphing, but from inside their bodies.
So I'm going to get shit signed this event. I don't even know why I'm here.
I love you, CB. You know
no,
I love
you
it.
Don't.
I do.
You love having me here so you can rip
you.
On me.
No, well, yes. That's why I love you.
As soon as
I walk out the door, you're like, that kid's a fucking moron.
No, that's
asshole.
Not true.
No, we say that while you're here, too.
Right. And I defend you all the time to the people that do say that. So. No, I love you, CB. Here's the thing. The fans love
you.
I love you.
In reality, you're like, God, I hate this kid.
No way. You're super fun.
He doesn't hate you.
I know.
We think you're very interesting. You're
totally. And the fans love your fight knowledge, but they also love it when I tool on you. It's really, I'm just giving the fans what they want.
He's a man of the people. Wait, so, but listen, no, but I do want to know. So you go tomorrow to the hotel, right?
Yeah, I found out the hotel Saturday night.
How did you do that?
No comment.
Okay, so you found out what a hotel. Yeah, you find out what hotel they're at. Now you're gonna wait in the lobby, right?
I don't know where I'm gonna wait. I haven't. When I see the hotel tomorrow, I'll figure out where the best location is. But I've actually done.
Do you have a map?
No.
Oh. They have.
No, you just gotta figure it out.
They have a very large indoor tree, and I'm gonna wait in the tree.
It's like trial and error. But what I did for this one, different from the rest of them, every fighter that's on the card that I was able to print images for,
yes.
I printed copies and even larger scale images to give to them so they could have some images.
So they're going
to
have a picture of themselves.
Well, it's like images of them fighting and stuff that they don't usually get.
Oh, nice.
I actually stopped on my way here because I found out MVP's in town. And the two images that are in here are for MVP.
Are you in the images as well, like in the background?
No. No.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to.
I was recently arrested for capturing these images.
Oh, so that's pretty awesome.
I was trespassing.
Oh, is that MVP?
And violating a restraining order.
That's.
I wanted to get one of him landing the flying knee, but they don't have one up.
Oh, yet. Fuck that! That guy put that. That almost murdered a guy. You don't want that.
So.
So Patricio Ben Henderson versus Pitbull. I don't think this fight's going to be close. I think Ben Henderson's going to win, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, what am I missing here? You think Pitbull?
I think it's closer. I honestly can't call a winner in that one. I think it's going to be a great fight. I think Pitbull could knock Henderson out, but I think Hendo could submit or, you know, wrestle down and grind or whatever. Plus, Patricio's coming up 10 pounds.
Yeah.
He got pissed at Chandler in the winner's fight.
If Bendo loses this fight, then his trip to Bellator was a complete disaster.
Really?
That's two.
Look at his paycheck.
But that's 0-2 in Bellator.
Yeah, but 0-2 in the UFC would have been cut and no paycheck. He's enough of a name that Bellator will keep him around.
Fine. Okay, fine. Okay, all right. So maybe
he had him on the show, and he even said that he's making stupid money. To go
of course he is. But as far as like winning fights and you know dignity,
I think he has a better chance, a much better chance in this one than Koreshkov.
Oh yeah,
I think that was a terrible decision.
Yeah, he was way too heavy and yada yada yada. So. Now, Bubba Jenkins.
Well, Greg's in the bathroom.
Georgie Karakanyan.
You still got.
All right, but let's talk about that fight for a sec. Bubba can win this fight. Bubba can win this fight. He's got a good chance of winning this fight. Georgie, I think, has the mental advantage, being that he won the first fight the way he wanted. He put him to sleep. I do worry that Georgie's guillotine and jiu-jitsu is so good that it negates Bubba's wrestling, and then we got a stand-up war. And is Bubba good enough to beat him in stand-up? Yes, he is, but it's not going to be easy. Holy shit, it's not going
to
be easy.
I think one of the redeeming factors of Bubba's trip to this fight is new camp, new Bubba. So Georgie says, you know, he tried to take me down last time I got the guillotine. This time he's been at King's, training with Cordero. I've seen the videos on Instagram. He's training with Rafael Dos Anjos and all these other guys. His striking is probably, I would venture to say, crisper than it ever has been.
Greg, Bubba or Georgie?
Bubba, what are you talking about?
I think Bubba wins, but it's going to be a battle. I mean, Georgie put him to sleep the first time.
I think he's
going
to have to surprise Georgie.
I honestly, and I love Georgie. You know that. Yeah. We've had him on the show. He's a friend of the show. And we love Bubba, co-host of the show. Amazing guy. But I really, honestly, don't believe it's going to be close.
Really?
I think Bubba's going to dominate. Because he comes.
Where? Where?
Standing up.
You think he's going to
And then I think he's going to take him down. Once he you know, butters him up, standing up.
Mixes it
he's
up.
Gonna, right, he's going to take him to the ground.
Surprises the shit out of him.
Right. When he gets him into a stand-up game, which he will be winning, he's going to take him to the ground and finish the fight. Yeah. I think it's going to be total domination by Bubba.
He needs
and
to mix it up.
And I'm not saying that because, again, Georgie's a friend. I like Georgie a lot. But I don't think he's where Bubba's at right now. I think Georgie's on the way down. I think Bubba's on the way up. And I think Bubba, with revenge in his heart, steps on his head to take another step up.
Bubba is a competitor.
That's
man.
My feeling.
And
I mean,
a new camp, Greg. He's in a new camp.
Yeah, new camp.
And he's a competitor. And you know, Bubba Jenkins is a competitor. It's just a matter of, you know, I just hope he doesn't take a careless shot.
Right. And I don't think he's going to. Especially not against Georgie.
All right, let's call.
I think he's gonna soften him up real good.
You got to surprise him. Just keep throwing shots and then take down.
Exactly.
Now, Greg, when we go to this fight on Friday, we're gonna go.
I'm gonna be yelling and screaming.
I'm gonna drive. Now I have a leg that I can't move. Okay.
I'll drive.
No. So if you get into a fight, I cannot defend you.
I'll be there.
Okay.
CB, I got CB Gold's gold right behind me.
All right. I'm saying, like, at the we're not at Invicta where it's all lesbians and girls. Okay.
Look so, at this guy. He's got
why do you have a knife on you right now, CB?
I have a pocket knife. I keep it on me at all times.
So when you, in case when you're graphing and they try and kick you out of their body, you could just cut out a different hole from their body and
CB, have you ever used that knife?
I used it the other day to open up a video game. And, okay.
I love you, CB. Yeah. Hey, everybody, round of applause. CB Gold, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Let's antagonize me some more here.
Greg,
oh,
that was heartfelt.
Greg, take care.
See you guys.
Tonight I'll see you or no? Oh, no, it'll be too late.
Probably not, but
I'm available.
So far.
Guess he hasn't renewed his ring back tone.
So funny, man. Yeah, he had me crying.
Are you on some kind of drugs that you have a different laugh now, by the way?
No. I'm just Tim, I'm trying to call you. Pick up the phone. I'm trying to call Tim Means right now.
I guess he doesn't Means business.
Trying five mountain time. Oh, I screwed up.
That's what, like 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
2 hours ago?
All right, so Tim Means... Let's
guess
try
not.
Let's try to... Well, he said he was coming to my show Friday, and he didn't show up either. So now
no offense,
either.
Adam.
Yeah.
If I had just weighed in, and I had 24 hours to fight...
Absolutely, but he's the one who said, hey, man, can I get tickets to your show Friday?
He didn't remember he was fighting like Shannon Rich never fucking realizes.
By the way, they're
did
still,
it happen?
No, and they're still talking shit on Twitter.
Wait, but did the kickboxing, the bare-knuckle boxing happen?
No.
It was supposed to be on Saturday.
I know, it didn't happen.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know, but Bobby Gunn and Shannon Rich are still going at it on Twitter.
For what?
I guess
what are they talking shit about?
I guess there's a couple new guys. I keep getting hit up by these like gypsies that want to talk shit about Shannon Rich or like these other bare knuckle fighters. They keep hitting me up on
gypsies.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are we?
I keep getting hit up.
We
by
have gypsies.
I said, these gypsies keep hitting me up, saying,
"You should
that,
let
like,
me run your Twitter for one day, just one day. I will answer everything."
I swear, these gypsies are like, "Yo, hey man, hey mate," because I know they're not from the U.S. So they call me mate. They're like, "I want to give you some real info on Bobby Gunn." Like they're saying that he's ducking, and they all have like Elias's. They're like he's ducking. Tommy the Chin, or like
Billy the Bubblegum,
yeah, or like Steve the Knuckle. It's always like it's like they're like Bobby Gunn is always yeah
stuttering Steve,
yeah,
fucking.
It's funny. I don't even respond to a lot of them. I'm just like okay,
I'm telling you, like the UFC lets the fighters take over their Snapchat or their Twitter for a little while. Should let me on your Twitter
and
for one
you,
day.
What will you do?
I just want to see what you get tweeted, and I want to answer it back.
I'm afraid what you're going
to
answer,
and then you're going to go from 67,000 followers. To six followers. Yeah.
Great.
I can guarantee you that now.
That's so funny.
People, I need 100 more followers. CB the Grenade, I'm almost at 1,000.
Nice.
I'll give away a free signed 8x10 when
who?
I get to 1,000.
You gotta say of who?
Depends on who their favorite fighters
it,
are.
It could be Joe the Kid Perez. I mean, you have
no,
to.
No, it's going
to
be a UFC caliber, Bellator caliber fighter, depending on who
right,
your favorite
so
fighters
we're
are.
We're calling Cody the Crow right now. Cody the Crow.
Isn't
fighting.
He fighting AJ McKee?
Yep. Fighting Antonio McGee.
No, AJ.
Antonio McGee Jr. AJ Jr. Oh, come on. Nobody's.
Does this happen every single episode? We call like 10 different fighters. Or
yeah.
Call Don Fry.
He changed his number.
We'll call him anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to call him back right
call
now.
Call Beck.
I don't think I have her number. We just like Skype.
Call Tisha Torres. Maybe Tim Means is with Tisha Torres.
Oh, yeah, last time. Yeah.
Tisha's with Raquel.
Yeah. Tisha Torres.
Call Ben Henderson, Lauren Murphy, Joe Riggs. I'm going to continue.
Nice. All right, so I'm calling right now.
It's called Billy the Bubblegum.
Billy the...
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
There we go. Hey, Cody, how's it going? It's Adam Hunter.
What's up, dude? It's going super well. How are you?
How are you, man? So, we got Cody the Crow Walker making his fighting in Bellator. Oh, what's up, man? How's it going?
Ah, dude, it's going well. Just Had some Bellator check-in photo stuff today. About to hit the gym, get a workout in. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing really good. I'm here with me and CB Gold getting ready. Are you ready to shock the world,
Gold?
Man? You're fighting AJ McKee. You're fighting this guy.
Dude,
who's,
it's perfect.
AJ's undefeated. I feel like they're bringing you in because they want him to beat you, right? But you're not going to let that happen.
Yeah. Nah, they're trying to highlight him. I mean, 4-0 undefeated. I don't think he's really been tested that hard. You know, I think he's kind of been guided, you know, in a smart way. You know, not any discredit to him or whoever's handling him, but hasn't really had too many big tests. You know, I'm going to be that test. I love it, dude. You know, I'm taking this fight on a week's notice, and I'm stepping in. You know, I'm a fighter's fighter. You know, I'm out there to bring it. We're going to bang. And, you know, he's already got all the limelight and the spotlight and stuff, so I'm going to catch me a slice of that pie and he ain't going to be eaten, but I sure will.
Nice. Now, where are you fighting out of?
I just moved to Orange County, California, by way of Dallas, Texas.
Nice. So what gym in Orange County are you fighting out of?
Subfighter MMA.
Who are some of the guys there?
We got Ashley Evans-Smith, fights in the UFC, Mike Segura. He's actually fighting on the undercard of his Bellator with me. And we've got Justin Governall and a bunch of couple other scrappy dudes. No, not too many like, huge names yet, but
nice.
I kind of like that. You know, I get a lot of time and a lot of work, but a bunch of gritty dudes.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I didn't have too many training partners in Texas, so I had to make a move.
Right. I like Ashley. Now, Ashley is very flirty. Have you hooked up with her?
I have not hooked up with her, but she is very flirty.
Well, how come you haven't hooked up with her, man? She's got a great butt.
If he
very
wins
pretty
Saturday,
face.
He get, Friday,
she's
he gets
kind
it.
Of a rock and roll chick.
We'll see what's up, man. I got here like 3 weeks ago. I fought like a week after I got here, came back, and I've taken this fight. So kind of been on the grind training-wise. So we'll see what happens after this win on Friday.
Do you want me to put a good word in for you?
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Nice.
It'll only hurt your chances, Cody.
I got you, bro. I got you. I got you. Now
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
No problem. Now, by the way, Cody's with Tip of Fighter, guys, by the way. He's Tip of Fighter. So if you like the way Cody fights, you think he pulls off the upset, he wins you some money, throw this man some money. He's fighting on 1 week notice. Now, what's your background as far as combat sports? Did you wrestle, box, jiu-jitsu?
I wrestled in high school. I started my sophomore year just because I had seen some Pride highlights on the internet. That was the quickest way I could do something MMA related. Then I found Guy Mesger's gym after that, had some amateur fights, went to college. I had my first amateur fight when I was 16, so I got a few of those out of the way in high school. Then, you know, went pro a few years back, started training with Chris Brennan in Dallas. Rest is history, man.
Wow. Now, where did you go to college?
Texas State University.
Nice. Did you finish?
I did not. I've got like 18 hours left. I kind of was majoring in girls and partying.
Nice.
Wasn't really
yeah,
the focus.
Too,
I didn't
want
to go
month.
To college, you know.
I hear you. Hey, man, listen.
I ended up going.
There's not a person in this room that has a college degree. So join the club. Now you're fighting. You're on the main card, right?
Yes, sir.
Spike TV, main and card. You're coming off a loss, okay? Now, was your loss?
I actually am coming off a fight like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, coming off a win. I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, fought in the co-main event against Greg Jackson's guy, knocked him out in 13 seconds.
Wow. Who was that?
Huh?
Who did you fight?
His name is Conrad Padilla.
And you knocked him out in 13 seconds?
It's another 13 seconds.
Yeah. Time.
Wow.
Remember.
So because I looked on your shirt, dog. It said you were 7-4. You lost your last fight, so they got to update that.
Yeah, they need to update that. I actually hollered at the promoter because I was a little bit upset about it. They put it. It's on mixedmartialarts.com, but Sherdog has yet to get it. So I'm trying to make some phone calls right now, get that situated, get that on my record.
That's good.
It was a nice fight, though, real clean. Yeah.
So I mean, you're in shape. You got really nothing to lose. This is your first Bellator fight?
This is my third Bellator fight, actually. First on the main card, though.
Okay. So, And I don't know, man. I think you can do it. I mean, you're right. This kid's 4-0. He's got a good training camp, but he might be overlooking you. You know, there's not much about you.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I come, I think he's definitely overlooking me. I think that's why they took the fight on short notice. He's ready, I'm ready, you know, moved to California, took the fight immediately, trying to get my name out there. Dude, I fought some gritty guys. Like that loss you were talking about, my last legacy fight, you know, I was said I was in Dallas, not really many MMA training partners. You know, I went three rounds with this dude. 2 weeks later, he's fighting in the UFC. You know, I had my moments in that fight where I could have done some stuff, but it was just the lack of training and dudes, seeing dudes in the room that could, you know, give it to me. So I fixed that, came out here, got with a different camp, getting some new looks from people. And my coaching has always been great, man. Started with Guy Mesger, went to Chris Brennan, you know, wrestling out there with Kendall Cross and Zach Brennan, the striking coach out there, and now I'm with Adam Lynn. So it's all coming together, dude. It's my time.
I like it, man. I like your confidence. Now, have you gotten laid by any of these Orange County chicks yet or no?
Dude, unfortunately not, man. Like I said, I've been out here these two fights. I've been kind of locked down, so.
Dude, you got to go. Man, the hottest women in the world, aside from my fiance.
Dude, you're telling me.
aside from the girl that I'm going to marry, live in Orange County, man. And you're a fighter, too. You're a good-looking guy. You know, I mean, you're not in Albuquerque. You're in Irvine, for Christ's sake.
Right now, he's
dude, exactly. About to be on TV and shit. So
yeah,
I'm gonna be out there slaying this weekend.
So what? Now, what are the odds right now against you?
I have no idea. I'm assuming pretty heavy, which is good if you want to make some money.
I want to make some money. So how much money should I
put
on
you?
$5,000.
Probably like, I don't know, if you got $1,000 laying around, that's pretty good.
$1,000 laying around? I like it. I like this kid's confidence. All right, so Cody the Crow Walker, where can people find you?
At Cody the Crow, Twitter, at Cody the Crow, Instagram. Got the Snapchat, Cody the Crow, and Cody Walker MMA on Facebook.
And how much do you weigh right now?
This morning at weight check, I was 152.8.
Oh, so you only got 7 pounds to cut. That's not bad.
Nah, dude. I'm a pro when it comes to cutting weight. I'm good at it, so.
Nice. Now, who do you think won, Nate Diaz or Conor McGregor?
Dude, I watched it, and I thought Nate won. But I love the Diaz brothers, but I do feel like they've got that style. Like, they're in there to fight. I feel like they would have boxed. Nate would have won. They would have grappled. Nate would have won. But in an MMA fight, they really don't play by the MMA judging rules. They kind of do their own thing. So I think if they're more in tune with that, we get a couple different outcomes in some of their decisions. But, I mean, they don't give a fuck. So
yeah.
It's out there to scrap and put on a show. I love it.
What do you think of Nate vaping at the press conference?
I think it was a baller move on his part. Just like, yo, I did my thing. I got paid some millions. I'm going to do what the hell I want.
Yeah. Are you a big weed smoker or no?
Am I a big what?
Marijuana smoker?
Dude, I used to be as a kid, and then I just kind of, you know, I was doing it all the time. Kind of got out of it. You know, I will here and there, but we'll see, dude. I'm in a medicinal state now.
Yes, yeah. You got to enjoy that. You got to take advantage of the girls, and you got to take advantage of the weed in California.
Yeah, let's put them on blast.
Hell yeah.
In the fight. Fucking, yeah, take advantage of the weed and then get drug tested on Friday. Good luck.
So now how do you see the fight ending? You're going to knock out AJ?
Yeah, man, I'm going to finish him. Whether he wants to play on the feet and get knocked out or, you know, he wants to try to grapple with me, you know, he's going to get choked or, you know, get his arm or some kind of joint locked up. I mean, whatever it is, I mean, I got 8 wins, 8 finishes, so.
What belt are you in jiu-jitsu?
Purple belt. Chris Brennan, purple belt.
Nice. Purple belt in jiu-jitsu.
So with all finishes, I have 2 questions for you, Cody. Number one, would you be dissatisfied if it went to decision but went your way? Like, would you be mad if you didn't get the finish?
Nah, because then I got to beat this guy up for 15 minutes, get a bunch of extra TV time. That's the only thing about finishing early is it's just cutting you out of the spotlight. So I'll take that. That's cool.
And where do you think you have the better advantage, on the feet or on the ground?
I think either or, man. I mean, he's a great wrestler, but I think on the mat my submission skills are superior. And on the feet, you know, he likes to do a lot of flashy stuff. I like real technical striking. I like watching a lot of Nicky Holtzke and some Vasyl Lomachenko in boxing. I think, you know, just my movement and everything is better on the feet. So
okay, and now
way,
now Rowdy Beck and Paige Van Zandt are fighting each other. Who would you rather sleep with, and why?
Paige. She's I don't know. Just got a more wholesome approach. I feel like it'd be a better conqueror.
Better conquer? What are you, a fucking warlord? Like
she is Paige the Conqueror.
But you don't. But you don't think that Rowdy Beck would like take your dick and put it into a balloon animal or something or crazy stuff?
A balloon?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's gonna balloon animal the dick. But I feel like you could get Paige to do that, and hey, it's no one's expecting that.
And she'll let it. She'll let
that's
her. You put it in her bum.
That's a good point. Well, listen, Cody. Good luck this week. We're gonna be there. I'm rooting for you, man.
I'm super excited now. I didn't know a lot about him before this, and now that I've heard it, I'm like, fuck yeah, it's another fight I get to look forward to on the main card.
You're the underdog. You seem like a very nice guy. So, all right, finish this sentence. I'm Cody Walker, and I'm going to win this fight because...
I'm the shit.
Yeah.
All right.
That's worth my $250 for a ticket.
All right, thanks, Cody. Take care, brother.
All right, brother. See ya. Bye.
That's a good dude.
Yeah, that's
I'm probably- actually like, because I was thinking, you know, AJ and Corrales would be decent. I thought AJ would run through Corrales. I mean, AJ's looked unbelievable. This kid, dude, first off, the guy he fought that's in the UFC now, JC Cottrell,
yeah.
Cotterell, I don't know how you pronounce it. He fought once in the UFC, and he fought Michel Prazeres, who's a really grinding Brazilian wrestler that grinded him out in a decision. So... I don't know about how that caliber is, but it is interesting. He fought, what, a week, 2 weeks ago? He won in 13 seconds. But him against AJ, you know what? He, like I said, he's 7-4, or 8-4, all 8 finishes.
You knock out one of Greg Jackson's guy in 13 seconds.
I mean, you know, 8 finishes, 8 wins, you can't get better than that.
You think it's, yeah, but 4 losses, though.
True, but I think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be closer than a lot of people are giving it.
Well, I you know what? I like the kid's attitude. I like his
He's
balls.
Got a great attitude.
I like his swag.
And I'm glad you're not putting in a word for him with Ashley Evans Smith.
I like his gym. I like Ashley a lot. So
I've noticed she's been traveling though.
I mean, Bubba is. Well, she's in Germany now.
No. Not right now.
Oh, you mean...
No, she's trained at Ruka.
Oh, right,
she trains
right.
at Silva Muay Thai. She trains
right,
at Classic
right.
MMA.
But Bubba's boy is AJ. But Bubba left that gym.
Bubba did leave that gym. I'm sure he's still friends with everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really worried about
you know,
that.
Who do I root for? Do I root for Bubba's friend? Or do I root for this kid?
Well, here we go. I'm going to answer your question right here with a question.
What's
Has AJ been on the show?
No.
Well, then there you go.
So we got to...
Now
gotta,
I know
we,
who you're rooting
gotta,
for.
We got to root for Cody the Hawk. Cody the Crow.
Cody the Crow.
Well, listen, that is our podcast today. We are on Tip of Fighter. If you like the podcast, show your appreciation. Buy an MMA Rosa t-shirt, okay?
Don't steal one. Buy one,
yes. You could find me next week. I'm in Naples, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida.
You're getting on a plane?
Yeah, I know. My leg is going to be rough. We'll be
are you
okay.
in coach?
I don't know. And then the following week, I'm in Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at Penguins Comedy Club. New Year's Eve, if you're at UFC 207, I will be in Vegas. and the UFC in Madison Square Garden, 205, right?
205, November 12th.
I will be in New York that week before doing shows. CB, anything you want to plug anything?
Number one, I got a new episode the other day of CB's Gold MMA show. One gold. Don't listen to the other bullshit that's been said during this fucking episode. There's a new episode up. For everybody that's commenting and telling me my microphone sucks, I'm actually working with a friend to perfect my studio and be able to start doing more things with my show. So check that out. CB's Gold MMA show, YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud.
I like CB Gold's gold.
No, I don't, because I'm not a fucking pawn shop and I never will be. I'll be hanging out at the Bellator Fighter Hotel the next 3 days. I'll be doing the tailgate party on Friday at the arena, and I will be third row cage side at Bellator. And then Sunday to Tuesday, I won't be here. I'm going to Palm Springs with a date.
Nice. With a date?
Yeah, with a girl I've been seeing.
Oh, who's this?
New girl.
Where'd you meet her? Is there a serial killer?
No, actually, to be brutally honest, she helps at my mom's hairdressing salon. Like, my mom gets her hair done, and this girl works there. So
is that, like a bad thing? Why
no, my mom
kind
of pimped me out.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
She does that often.
Well, good for you, CB. Thank you,
but
Joe.
I am back on the show.
You can follow me at Joe P. Comedy on Twitter.
Want to do a spot tonight, Dimebar?
Oh, I was going to plug this show, the Dark Horse Tavern.
Yeah, he's going to somebody else's show.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
this is Agostino's show up on Reseda Boulevard in Los Angeles. And this is a really cool room because last week we had Joey Diaz, Bert Kreischer doing this little tiny room. It's a free show, you know, so come by, watch some great comics, and thank you.
I love it. Take care.